Welcome to the Novartis Caring Connections podcast series, a resource created for oncology care teams, patients, and their families. In today's conversation about palliative care, we're joined by Dr. Bridget Scullion, Director of Clinical Pharmacy Services at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston. With more than 20 years of experience in pharmaceutical services, Dr. Scullion is currently the director of the residency program for the Dana-Farber Pain Management and Palliative Care Residency. In addition to numerous oncology and palliative care publications, Dr. Scullion is also a founding member and past president of the Society of Pain and Palliative Care Pharmacists. Your host for the conversation is Matt Buckley, a program director with Novartis Caring Connections.
Dr. Scullion, it's a pleasure to be speaking to you today on this necessary, but at times uncomfortable topic of palliative care.
Thanks, Matt. Please call me Bridget while we're chatting today.
I appreciate that. I'll be glad to. I'd like to begin by asking you what you think is having the greatest impact on palliative care to patients and caregivers.
I think one of the greatest impacts right now is just the rapid expansion of palliative care to multiple settings, whether that be in the inpatient setting, outpatient clinics, community-based palliative care programs, and just continued education, not only of palliative care specialists, but also providing primary palliative care education to providers, whether they be nurse practitioners, physicians, who care for patients with serious illness such as cancer on an everyday basis.
No, that's very interesting. So how have you responded to this?
I take a lot of pleasure in teaching the future, not only future palliative care clinicians, but also future oncology clinicians. I'm the director of a pharmacy residency program in pain management and palliative care, but I also was the director of oncology residency program and am still involved in ensuring that core palliative care skills are taught to our oncology residents.
Thank you, Bridget. Are there any unexpected things palliative care teams are doing now that you did not expect? And how have attitudes and perspectives changed regarding palliative care over time?
I think palliative care has made its way into a multitude of specialties. And I think the more providers work with palliative care teams, the more they understand how they can help enhance the care of the patient. You know, for instance, we've seen more palliative care consultations in the ICU or even the emergency department. And there's some proactive palliative care happening in end-stage renal disease and heart failure. But even in oncology, where palliative care has been available for longer, I still think there have been great headway in better understanding of what palliative care can do to help care for the patient.
That's great. It's encouraging to know that a multitude of specialties are embracing palliative care as patients live longer with their disease and therapies are available. How about those attitudes and perspectives? How have they changed regarding palliative care over time?
Yeah, I think oncologists and other providers have a better understanding that palliative care is not a team that's going to come in and demand that the patient stop all their disease-directed therapy. We are aligned with the oncology care team to ensure that the patient has the best outcomes possible. And if the patient is tolerating their chemotherapy better because palliative care is involved and they're able to address some complex symptoms, then we're happy to be part of that trajectory.
That's great. Well, a lot of progress has been made in this area of palliative care. What are some of your thoughts with regards to what oncology care teams can do today to continue to ensure that there's improvement made in palliative care efforts?
Sure. I mentioned education before. I think teaching members of an oncology team the primary palliative care skills, right? They don't need to be palliative care experts, but if they have some basic palliative care skills, it can help them care for their patient. And then also just being able to teach future specialists in multiple disciplines, which is an exciting thing to be a part of.
So Bridget, I understand that family members are often those caregivers are a critical part of the oncology care teams when it comes to palliative care. What is done in your experience to help caregivers become educated and be more effective as care team members?
Yeah, so I think it's great when the patients come to a palliative care appointment with their caregiver, whether it be a family member or a best friend, but the person who is there for them when they're not in the hospital setting or in the clinic setting. Because we can provide education not only to the patient, but also to the primary caregiver in the home. And that can help ensure that the recommendations we may make in a consultation can be carried out in the home setting. Especially if the patient is overwhelmed or not feeling well, they may not remember everything that's discussed in a palliative care consultation, but if they have that family member or caregiver with them, more of those recommendations can be carried out in the home setting.
Excellent. So in your opinion, what attitudes and perceptions have hindered providers in offering quality palliative care, and what has helped?
I think some of the attitudes and perceptions about the choice between palliative care and cancer care are starting to maybe go away a little bit. I think what has helped is just more palliative care. So the more work that palliative care teams have done with cancer care teams have just educated the teams that we can work alongside them to help the patients feel the best they can while they're getting treated for their cancer.
So during your day, I understand that your day is full and you have many folks that are requiring your time. And so I'd like to ask you, what would you like to spend more time doing as it relates to this area of that palliative care in the treatment of patients?
What I love the best is direct patient care. So when I'm able to join a patient visit either in person or even through telehealth and get to know the patient and their caregivers and better understand what's important to them, I can make better recommendations about how to manage their medications. Of course, I'm always happy to provide these recommendations even when I have not met the patient in person. However, I'm getting to see the patients face-to-face or video screen to video screen is always more gratifying.
That's great that you've had an opportunity to use telehealth. Any advice to other providers who are not spending enough time coordinating palliative care and how they might integrate more options for patients and their families?
Yeah, I think if there's a palliative care team available, I think anytime you're finding yourself struggling with not knowing what to do next for a patient, I think getting more minds thinking about the patient and how to improve their care is always a good thing. And, working together between the cancer care team and the palliative care team to figure out the best strategies for caring for a patient.
So while we would acknowledge that it's in the patient's best interest to have these care teams supporting making sure that the patient is at the center and that there's a multi-specialty care team that's working, what are some of the bigger hurdles that care teams face with regards to providing palliative care services?
Sure. Well, I think as much as palliative care has expanded and grown over the last couple of decades, there's still going to be issues with maybe a team not being able to see every single patient, right? That's not what they're there for. They're there to see, perhaps the more complex patients. And I think overcoming these hurdles through education is key, and ensuring that cancer care teams have those primary palliative care skills so that they can provide palliative care to some of their patients and then use the expertise of a specialist palliative care team for the patients who are more complex.
Excellent. Bridget, you've pointed to the importance of education for members that are providing care. Where would you recommend oncology teams and patients go to find more information about palliative care?
Sure, there are a lot of options out there. NCCN has both patient and provider-facing guidelines on palliative care. The National Consensus Project Clinical Practice Guidelines for Quality Palliative Care is also available, and just outlines, you know, multiple domains of palliative care and gives patient examples of how a palliative care team can contribute to the improvement of the patient's quality of life.
Bridget, it's been a pleasure to speak with you today, and I really appreciate your insights based on your years of experience and your commitment to this area of palliative care. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Matt. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to A Conversation on Palliative Care, led by Dr. Bridget Scullion of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute as part of Novartis's Caring Connections. If you'd like to learn more about palliative care, please visit hcp.novartis.com/care-management to access Novartis Caring Connections. Novartis Caring Connections is a resource created for the nation's oncology practitioners to share best practices and information on trends touching the lives of patients and providers on the front lines of oncology. Be sure to explore more of their podcasts and video resources at hcp.novartis.com/care-management.